Getting in touch with questions on grants, please ask. Are there any grants available for roof repairs and grant for putting in new windows and doors? Please find out, does it apply to council homes? Well, I can tell you right away that it doesn't. SAI energy upgrade grants are generally designed for private homeowners and landlords and businesses, and other approved housing bodies are applicable for it, but standard individual SAI grants don't apply to council houses. Council tenants looking for energy improvements need to contact their local authority, which is the body responsible for retrofitting and upgrading their housing stock. So that's just an answer for you on that one. And with that in mind, Brian McIntyre is SAI Program Manager for Retrofitting High Performance Building Technologies. Shortly before coming in here, I spoke to him about the new National Retrofit Plan, Residential Retrofit Plan for 2026, a huge swathe of increases in existing grants for wall and home and attic insulation, as well as new window and door grants. They're coming in over the next number of weeks, and I first of all asked them to outline the changes and what they mean.
Okay, so the first thing is the Minister announced on Tuesday kind of a suite of grants upgrades, essentially that, are coming in two phases. So the first one kicks in from next Tuesday, the 3rd of February. So that means we've got higher grants for attic and cavity wall insulation. So previously our attic insulation went from €800 for an apartment up to €1,500 for a detached house. Now it's going from €1,100 for an apartment up to €2,000 for a detached house. Cavity wall insulation, again, that's been brought up from up to a maximum of €1,800 per house. And both of those are increases. We've reviewed the costs in the market and brought up to about what 80% of the typical cost would be for those kind of houses. And so they're an increase. We've also increased the grant for heat pumps as well. So previously it was €6,500 for a heat pump through our individual grants, and now it's been brought up to a maximum of €12,500 for a heat pump. So that's across all the schemes that we have. And then we've a new item for heat pump pilot. On the 4th of March then we have an extra set of grants. We have a new windows and doors grant that people, a standalone grant. Previously you could get them on the one-stop shop where you're doing everything in one go. We also have enhanced grants for attic and cavity wall insulation for people in receipt of certain welfare payments. And we've a new attics grant for first-time buyers as well, because we recognise that those people, after buying a house, you're
tapped out.
Restricted.
Yeah,
exactly. So the attic is always a great place to start. It's a relatively inexpensive way of improving the energy performance of your house, keeping the heat in the house for a lot longer and making it more comfortable. People like that, they're, like you said, they're tapped out of them money-wise, so we're providing higher grant for people like that. We also have given people opportunity where you may have got a grant for, say, pumping insulation to a cavity wall or insulating internally. You can now get a second insulation grant. So you can insulate your house externally on top of what you had before. And then we're taking away certain requirements, like if you're putting in a heat pump as part of our one-stop shop project, there's a removal of a minimum requirement of an uplift that you have to get. So there's a big suite of changes. We're offering enhanced grants and new grants, such as the windows and doors grant as well.
Yeah, and is this just on the overall, I suppose, ambition of it, Brian? Is it to tackle the issues that we have seen from some people saying, look, yes, I want to do up my home, but it's just beyond my reach. It's too much of an upfront investment for me to justify it, even though there will be savings down the line. It's trying to meet that concern.
Yeah.
Is it, Brian?
Yeah, exactly. Like we increased the grants back in February 2022, and it's an acknowledgement costs have gone up since. Like, if, for example, the attic and cavity wall insulation were increased to what 80% would have been at the time, but those costs we've seen in the market, not just under our grant schemes, but just across the market, and we've engaged people to look at the costs in the industry across the board. So it is recognition that the costs have gone up in the past couple of years, and it is to make it more accessible for people to upgrade their home and make it more comfortable and cheaper to run.
Okay, who can apply here? Homeowners, charities, holiday homeowners, companies, owner management companies, those sort of people?
Yeah, like for those individual grants, like would be available for all these wall insulation, the windows and doors grants, they're all available to everyone. Once your house is built before 2011, you can apply for any of the attic and wall insulation grants. And if it's been before 2021, you can apply for the heat pump grant. If the other scheme for people that in low-income homes, if you're in receipt of certain welfare payments, for example, a fuel allowance, that's scheme is Warm Home Scheme, that's eligible if your house is built before 2006, and that's fully funded by the state, so yeah. That would be fully funded by SEI. But there's no means testing for the mainstream grants, the individual grants.
Yeah, you know, and for there are the eligibility things, and let's say on the windows now, you have to be replacing existing single or double glazed windows, so, you know, older, poor performing windows, and after the upgrade, your house must achieve a good or very good heat loss indicator on your BER. Now, I know a lot of homes would meet that standard as well, so that's not too high of a bar to clear. And on the door side of it then, is it replacing inefficient doors? And again, you what you want is for it to contribute to homes being much warmer.
Yeah, exactly. Like the reason before we probably wouldn't have had a standalone grant is just because a lot of the people that need to replace inefficient windows had poorly insulated walls and roofs as well, and you get a much more bang for your buck in upgrading those or insulating those first.
Yes.
And that's part of it. It's like it's the final piece in the jigsaw for making a home more energy efficient is doing the windows and doors. So, like I said, if the house is built before 2011 and you're replacing existing single or double glazed windows, you would be eligible for that. But like you said, if you have a reasonable level of insulation in your walls and your attic, you won't need to do anything else once you upgrade your windows and doors. For example, like any house built, say, probably 98, 99, 2000, they should be meeting the criteria based on what the standards were at the time. If it's built in the 90s, you may have to upgrade your insulation a little bit. And that's, like I said, we've enhanced the grant for that, so it's a relatively inexpensive and quick thing to do. And then even like we look back at the house in the 80s, and at least half of those, you'd probably just have to add a bit of extra insulation in the attic as well. So I would say get a BER assessor when you're looking at the windows and doors, and they'll give you a good idea of what you might need to do, if you need to do anything at all on top of the windows and doors.
Okay, what are the hopes for the SEI? You helped 58,000 people last year from energy upgrades under your schemes. These grants, would you be hoping for an uptick in the next 12 to 24 months?
Absolutely. Like there has been an increase the last couple of years, year on year, how many people have upgraded their homes. But we would anticipate and would hope that a lot more people will find the grant successful now, and that we will increase and get closer to our emissions reduction targets by reducing our energy demand to make our houses more comfortable. I mean, that's the proposition for people in homes, that if you insulate your house, you make it much more comfortable and enjoyable to be in. But for our perspective, it's reducing our emissions because you're using less energy to heat your house. So we would hope that the new grant levels would make insulation and heat pumps more accessible to a lot more people.
Yeah, and it may make the decision for them that, yes, I'm going to switch over to a heat pump rather than sticking with, let's say, fossil fuel, that it'll make
exactly,
financial
yeah.
sense for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Brian, on that, when it comes to that work being done and people, like, reducing emissions is a target for the government,
yeah.
but also the ultimate benefit from everybody will be whatever you feel about the environment or climate change or what you want to do, it's your pocket that's going to feel the benefit in terms of energy
yeah.
bills.
Like that. I mean, if you insulate your house, you need to use less heat to heat your house, so you should see a reduction in how much energy you use, so it should reduce your bills. And like I said, the proposition for people is that you're making your house much more comfortable, because we've all lived in houses where within half an hour of the heating going off, you wondered if it was ever on in the first place, and then
yeah.
you turn it back on again. So you're using a lot more heat. By just, even with the attic insulation and the wall insulation, they make a huge difference to how much, reducing the amount of heat you lose from your house. And make it much more comfortable, because when you turn off the heating, it stays warmer for an awful lot longer.
Yeah,
so comfort
yeah.
is a big thing for people, and warmer houses and well insulated houses are tend to be more healthier houses.
Healthier houses as well. Yeah, that's for sure. Brian, finally on that, how do people apply? You have a number of ways. You can, the one stop shop is an option. You can apply yourself with a registered contractor. Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. The individual grant. So if you're just interested in applying for an individual grant, or maybe one or two at the same time, if you go to the www.SEI.ie, you can apply for individual grants. There was a list of registered contractors there for the different types of insulation, and at the start of March there will be from Tuesday on there will be a list of registered contractors for windows and doors on our website. So you engage with those. The application on our website is very straightforward. It kind of guides you through the tips on how to do it. But yeah, if you go to SEA.ie and it'll take you straight through, because the grants is there on the top of the page.
Okay, and Brian, it's the 2nd of February for the increased grants, and then it's the 2nd of March applications open for the windows and doors.
It's 3rd of February, Tuesday.
3rd of February, sorry, yes, Tuesday.
For the increased attic and cavity insulation. And just a point, if there's any applications that are in the system once the announcement was made on Tuesday, the higher level of grant will be applied to those.
Okay.
In all those cases.
Okay,
well.
So if you're in the works at the moment, you haven't lost out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And annual price now. And then similarly from the 4th of March, the new windows and doors grant, the grants for adding cavity wall insulation for people who are and received a certain welfare payments, and those will be on the website as well. And then the grants for the first time buyers as well. They'll be all in play from the 4th of March.
Okay, all right, brilliant stuff. Listen, that's great, Brian, and good luck with it. And thanks very much for taking the time to explain it for us on the programme this morning.
No problem, Jerry. Thanks very much.
Okay, there you go. That's Brian McIntyre there. The customer service number, by the way, for the SEI is 01808 2100 if you want more information on it. But Brian, thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, that's the number to call, 01808 2100. The two dates to remember is from Tuesday, the new improved grants will be up and running for the wall and attic insulation, the increased grants, the increased heat pump grants as well. And then from the 3rd of March, the windows and doors grants, seai.ie, the website, to go to all the information's up there. I think that's particularly good news as well. He said anyone who's in the system at the moment, having applied at present, if it's in the process, you will be entitled to the increased level of grants. So 01808 2100, listener says, can you please put the information on the grants on a podcast, as my parents are getting their annual medical MOT. Yes, they will be podcasted at our website. Go to radiokerry.ie, click in the podcast section, click under Kerry Today, and you'll have it there. It'll be up later on this afternoon, so check it. Jerry, I have double glazed windows, would I qualify for the grants? Yes, single or double glazed, as long as you can show that you will have a good or very good BER energy rating after the upgrade, that it's an improvement on what you have. And if your home was built before 2011, and then in 2021 as well as another deadline or date for the heat pump side of things. So check it out on the information, who's applicable, when you apply, how you apply. That's on SEI.ie. SEAI.ie, 01808 2100 is the number. We'll be talking to David O'Sullivan of DC Energy Solution the next time he's on with us for the heat doctor. He'll go through that in more detail, give us more information on that as well. More on the way on Kerry Today.